And our last word in business is facials, manicures, and massages. That's what lawmakers were complaining about at a hearing yesterday on Capitol Hill. Members of Congress called up executives from AIG. Those executives apparently enjoyed the spa treatments at a $400,000 executive retreat that came just a few days after the government bailed out their failing insurance company. Former AIG CEO Martin Sullivan was one of the hearing witnesses. He left the job a few months before his company imploded, and he walked away with $47 million. Sullivan's successor, Robert Willemstad, may have to give up his golden parachute. Nothing's decided yet, but Willemstad could stand to lose $7 million. Not bad pay for 3 months' work. That's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.